Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Lost in South Korea. I'll be your host. My name is Joshua, and I have been living in South Korea full-time now for the last 5 years. As I talked about in our intro, this podcast will be a journey. What is it that I've seen? What have I heard? What have I learned? Some questions have been asked, and we will go through those questions together. So as I start, I want to first say that I live in Daegu, South Korea. Daegu has a population of approximately 2.5 million people. And one of the questions that gets asked, do you know BTS? Now, why would I know BTS? And that is my response. But for them, just saying that I live in Daegu, that is their first question. Because BTS had a house here. And no, I do not know BTS. Another thing that I am asked is, how are my allergies? Well, as I do this podcast now, my sinuses are running. There's dust in the air. Some of the pollen is now being released since it is now starting to warm up and become spring. But one of the major problems in South Korea is the dust. The dust problems in South Korea are usually blamed on China because of their large manufacturing industries. But sometimes it'll be clear, and when you look at the map, you can see where a lot of the dust comes from. And it's not coming from China. It comes from Korea itself. But it's nice to know that this country likes to blame others. I'm not being sarcastic. But it's interesting when it comes to living in a world where blaming others is easier than fixing your own problems. Another question I get asked is, how are the high standards of living compared to the US? Well, that question varies on different levels. When I was living in America, my rent was $1,000 a month, which was a little bit high at the time. And the apartment I lived in was 700 square feet. 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom. But when you compare it to South Korea, you're looking at different levels, the different types of rental you can do here. In America, you pay rent, or you own a condo, townhouse, or a house. But in Korea, you can do the rental, and you can rent a very small studio for about $300 a month. And when I say a small studio, I mean it will fit your bed, or it'll have a small kitchen and a small bathroom. And that's all. Because I think they still believe you get what you pay for. They do have 3 forms of renting here. The 3 forms of rent that they talk about is your first one, which is a standard monthly rent. You pay $300 every month to the owner. Don't expect much, but expect a lot if you leave. The next one is a partial rent, where you do a large deposit and then pay a lower fee each month. The payment that you make each month, you don't get back. But that initial deposit, the larger sum, you will get back. And then the third one is a full deposit. And usually with the full deposit, you're looking at a 2-year contract. At the end of the 2 years, when you're ready to move out, they transfer your money back. But you have to keep an eye on them. Sometimes something comes up and you don't get it back right away. Now, if it's your first time coming to South Korea, I would suggest staying in a small hotel. Tour the city. Get to know the areas. Understand where you're working. Where is everything in comparison to where you work and to where you live? You'll want to find the Yakuk, which is the pharmacy. You want to find the local grocery store, which are very small, usually some form of a mart. And of course, you'll want to find out where all the coffee shops are, because everybody drinks coffee here. Now, when you have settled into your place, if you've been contracted by a school, either public or private, the school will usually end up paying your monthly rent, so you don't have any bill for that. You will have to still pay for the electricity, the water, and cell phone service if you get that. as well as Unet. After that, it's pretty smooth. A lot of people come to South Korea to teach English to kids because they know that many of the schools will pay for the housing and they'll be able to save the money and pay off whatever loans they have for school. Another thing that I like to talk about is the transportation. When you've settled into your house or your apartment or condo or wherever you've decided to live or wherever the school has put you, you'll have to understand that the subways, trains, taxis, buses, and any of the public ride shares is very easy to use. It's very fast and very cheap. A couple years ago, I flew back to Minnesota to visit my family. I went from the Minneapolis International Airport to Eden Prairie to stay at a hotel for the night because I was jet-lagged and I didn't want to drive another 4 hours to see my parents yet. From the airport to the hotel, which was about 20 minutes, no traffic, cost me $120. Now, in Korea, in the city that I live in Daegu, it's about 30-minute drive from where I live to the bus depot that takes you to other cities or to the airport. So from our house to the bus depot, it cost about $12. When you get here, you can go to the subway station and get a small card that you can use for the subway, for the trains, for the taxis, for the buses. Sorry, not for the trains. Those are separate, of course. But for the city buses, and for the subways, and for the taxis, there's usually a single card that will cover all three of those. When you're traveling in buses from city to city, the usual cost is about $35. So from my city that I live in, Daegu, up to Seoul, which is about a four and a half hour drive, when you take the bus, it'll cost you $35. If you drive, it'll cost that much in gas. But then you have to deal with all the traffic when driving. At one point, South Korea was going to build an underground train station that went from Seoul to Busan, about a 5.5 hour ride, claiming that it would take about 45 minutes. Now, if it was underground, I don't remember. I thought they said underground. But maybe it was just on top. But I have still yet to see that. And I kind of think they gave up on that. But it would have been nice to be able to do that. Another thing that you'll enjoy when working in Korea is the medical coverage, the insurance. You pay roughly 10% of what your bill would be. And they have a universal healthcare system here. So it's cheap and reliable. And because the whole country is on it, you can literally go anywhere you want and have your health coverage, your medical coverage. So for example, if you had some dental work, if you're looking at $6,000 on dental work, in America that is, here you're looking more like at $600 for the dental work, and then you pay 10% of that. And having that done, you could have 6 fillings done, cavity, gum line worked on, all the medication that's supposed to go into it, and everything that you have to take home to get better for about $60. There was one time I came to South Korea, and at the time before I moved here full time, I was visiting my girlfriend, who is now my wife, and I got sick. Now in America, if I took the ambulance from our house to the hospital, the ambulance ride alone would have cost about $600. So for me, I was concerned. Should she drive me or should I take the ambulance? But she drove me. We went to the hospital. I got IVs put in. Stayed overnight. Felt better the next day. Got my bill. A list of medication, everything that they used, the time spent in the hospital overnight, and I paid $23. That was my bill. So, needless to say, that it is very affordable on some aspects in living in Korea. Then there are some aspects you're like, why do I even live here? Everything is too expensive. And for those things, you'll start looking at name brand items when we go shopping. So when you go shopping for clothes, for shoes, for accessories, if you look for something like Nike or some pair of jeans that you really like that are common in America to get, perhaps you want to get a new jacket and you found one that you like that is a name brand jacket. Keep in mind that those items are imported here. So if it's an American brand imported here, you're looking at paying 2 to 3 times more than what it would cost in America. For an example, I went to the Nike store in America. I spent $120 on a pair of shoes. I came back here just for fun when shopping in the department store. Just kind of wanted a tour of the shopping department. Found my same shoes for almost $500. So it is better if you go ahead and get the shoes, the name brand clothes, that special jacket that you really wanted. Get them in America before you come here. Now, if you don't mind wearing non-name brand clothes, of course Korea has their own brand. There are some companies that just make their own. A neighbor of mine owns her own retail shop, and she sells clothes that she makes. And she makes a nice income from that, because she was able to afford a space into a nice outdoor market. When you find the time to travel around, really look at what you're looking for. Do you really need the Nike shoes? Sure. It shows that you have money. But if you decide to go into a relationship, be prepared, because if you have those Nike shoes and you can't afford to go have tteokbokki, you're not going to be in a relationship for very long. Now, for some people, you may be wondering about the crime rates in Korea. The crime rate is very low. There are some issues that happen and are usually quickly taken care of. For a dark story, my very first time visiting South Korea in 2010, I was watching the news and they talked about this middle school girl, and she was with her friends, and she had to go to the bathroom. While she was in the bathroom, a high school student seen her and followed her in and raped her. But since the cameras were on and Big Brother's watching, the police were quickly coming to find him. Before the police arrived, the middle school girl and her friends chased after him, and they were able to catch him. And from what I remember, the girls had their way with him, and the police stood there waiting for the girls to finish before they took him. So it turned out to be sad that she was raped, but also good that they were able to catch him, take him away. And that's like an extreme story. That is not something that is common. That never happens. Within the last couple of years, people have been hiding cameras, recording secret videos, and posting them, usually of the sexual nature. And now the government is cracking down on all those spy cams, spy cam websites, illegal porn websites. So the safety here is increasing every year. For adult content, it is blocked from Korea. Of course, there's a way around it, but do you really want to get a chance? Korea has Big Brother watching almost everywhere you go in Korea. All the cities, cameras everywhere. So if you're one of those paranoid people about the government watching you in America, definitely don't come here, because they'll see you and watch where you go. Not to sound like a conspiracy theorist. But I feel that it is better to be safe than to be sorry. Cars now have built-in cameras, so if there's an accident, they can see what happened. Used to be people try to scam you with the, "Oh, you hit me," car accident. But now with the technology, with cameras built in, "Oh, you hit me," turns into, "I got you on camera. What are you going to do now?" So that very seldom happens. For many people, South Korea is just a one-shot visit. They come here, going to teach English, and then they leave. They don't really prepare anything. They have no plan on what they can do. They need to create a lesson plan, and they're basing their lesson plans on things they've learned in America. But Korea is very different. And working in a public school and working in the private sector of the schools, you'll learn a lot about what Korean people think about foreigners. Many Korean people look at the foreigners that come here to teach, and they have high expectations. But when they're teaching the class and they have to try to explain the difference between there, and there, and they don't know how to do that, the Korean people look and wonder, why did we hire foreigners that don't know how to teach English? English is their native language, yet they don't know how to teach it. But at the same time, we can say the same about the Korean people. You teach us Korean, but you don't know why something is. So as I sit there and I listen to the Korean teachers explain why the pronunciation is this way instead of that way, and I get them confused, and they look at me and try to figure out where I came from, then they understand our thought, because we, as English speakers, are born into an English-speaking country. We're raised speaking English. We weren't raised to teach English. Perhaps some people were. For those that maybe do the whole language Nazi thing, where they go onto Facebook or onto Twitter or Instagram, and then somebody will correct them on the content that they're writing. It's there, not there. The Korean teachers expect a lot out of foreigners when they arrive, and they're always disappointed within a month or 2 months. So as foreign English speakers, before you come to Korea to teach English, I would suggest you find someone to shadow in America, or you can shadow the English class and see how they're teaching English language. English is not as easy for the Korean people as it is for us. Yeah, we can say, I know the difference. But do you really know the difference? What is the stem of the word that you're trying to teach? Why do you use it in this structure instead of that way? That's just a little bit of the information that I have today. Concerns, questions. If you have any questions that you'd like me to answer, or you have some comments that you'd like to let me know, feel free to send me an email. You can send it to questions@lostinsouthkorea.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. The handle LostInSoKorea. 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 Because somebody already has lost in South Korea. And that is my conversation for today. Let me know what you think. Drop me a line. Let me know your questions. Are you planning to travel to South Korea soon? Are you looking at getting a job in South Korea and would like to know more about something? Send me a message, and I'll try to answer it for you. Be healthy. Be happy. And know your stuff. Good night.